All right, second half of the program begins right now around the – no, not around the country. It's not the two-minute drill. That's tomorrow. That's tomorrow. Time to pick some games where – wait a minute. You got me at 2-3. I was 3-2.
Who'd you win? You lost on – you won K-State. You lost Chiefs.
I won K-State. I won Baylor.
You lost Chiefs.
And I won Oklahoma.
You did win Oklahoma. That's right.
Fix my record.
You're now 17.
You're pencil whipping the crap out of me. What is going on here?
Let me fix that. 17.
I'm definitely changing one of these games, too.
Yeah, because I'm the one pencil whipping people as games are being changed.
Well, I mean, this game's a turd. We're not using this game. I'm making an executive decision here. Which one of these two? I like this. I like ND minus 3. You like that one?
At Miami?
Yeah. We'll put that one in there on that third one.
Sure.
Oh, no, we've already got that one. Never mind.
Did you look at the sheet? Or we?
Yeah,
just...
how do we? Oh, the Chiefs are on a bye week. That's right. So you wanted an NFL game? Is that what it was? Okay. Finely tuned machine here is what we are.
All some right. of us looked at the sheet before noon today.
You know, there are some times.
And one of us didn't.
One of the worst kept secrets in radio is that there are sometimes that certain segments are on tape. There was no question. This segment is not on tape.
No,
if it would have been
not so far.
Forget it. 3-2-1.
All right, we'll stick with Let's here we go. Let's do it again. Ready? 3-2-1.
Use take two.
Welcome back here to the program. Time for our program picks. Let's go talk to Fat Jack. He's our expert. He joins us here on our Sprint guest line. Fat Jack, how are you?
Yeah, my mic's on. Are we live? Are we hot? Hot mic?
Chicka check.
I thought it was the Chiefs, and I thought it was the Cowboys. Never mind. I didn't think we had ND Miami. I'm like, how do we not have ND Miami? And then there it is. So I screwed up. My bad. Nonetheless, I did go 3-2, despite Rob trying to pencil whip me. Make sure you fix all the other numbers too, Rob. You cheater. You complete thief.
You're turning a corner right before Thanksgiving.
That's right.
Not a moment too soon. As we head into the holiday season, you're turning a corner and heading for home. That's very good.
I like to call it Dovember, Jack, is what I like to call it.
Absolutely. I would like to think you came up with that, but I'm sure some pizza joint in Brooklyn came up with that first.
Who knows, but I'll take credit for it today.
My clients and I, we won again in football, which is just one of those things that, you know, you shouldn't feel too bad, because the reality is, you know, I get the selections of – there's about two or three other guys. Over the last 19 years, I've found about three guys in my business that absolutely tell the truth. Everybody gets the same picks. And there's a couple others also that I don't get their picks. But I get three or four other guys' selections that are in my business. And then I also get the picks of probably four or five $20,000 to $40,000 a game players that I get their plays also. You know, guys that make money playing football games professionally in Las Vegas. And the reality is a lot of those guys are really, really struggling this year. They are not doing very well. And my clients and I are doing great. We are turning a really, really nice profit. We're winning week after week after week. And my bad weeks are push weeks, as we had 2 weeks ago. This last week we set up to really hit them again pretty hard. I won during the week, and then on Saturday I squeaked out a small profit. We went 4-3 on Saturday, and I turned around on Sunday. I had the Chiefs on Sunday, and it turned we had a small losing day. We went 1-2 on Saturday. On Sunday. So we ended up winning on the week. Had a small winning week, and that's kind of the story of my season. That even a bad week is a winning week. We won last week, so over the season we're up well over 40 games. Every football client that's been on for the season is turning a great profit. The hoop season is really just getting going. You know, when you talk about basketball season, in the NBA is very, very difficult early in the year, in my opinion. You have guys that are on new teams. They're trying to mesh and gel with each other. So once we get into college basketball, the lines are really, really soft over the first month of the season or so. And I take full advantage of that. And those, of course, start tomorrow. And those basketball selections are very inexpensive to add. But the football season continues to be great. We have not had actually losing week yet. The worst weeks, we've had two push weeks. Everything else has been profit. Everybody signing up is winning. And we're going to do it again this week. FatJackSports.com, the place to go in a year that's been tough for not only guys doing radio programs, but all the other guys that are playing the games professionally have had a tough year. We're having a great year. We're going to continue it again this week. I love this week's card, not only on TV games, but it's a deep, deep card. We have a lot of selections. FatJackSports.com, very inexpensive packages from the weekend all the way up through the rest of the season through the Super Bowl. Breaks down to about $60 a week for the selections when you sign up long-term. Add basketball picks for as low as about $15-$20 a week for basketball selections. Of course, NCAA hoops start tomorrow. So FatJackSports.com if you're playing the games against the spread.
All right, five games we're going to play with. We got our listener, Brian. Brian is going to be trying to bounce back for the listener's first dismal performance last week. Who was it who went 1-4, by the way, Rob?
Mark.
Mark, sounds good. We'll call him Mark for now. Mark went 1-4, and that was good enough to get me the win, Brian. We're going to play for a $50 gift card to Hen House. You got some holiday shopping to do, or you want to go get one of their great holiday gift or holiday dinners where they cook it for you, whether it's for two or for the family. So go a long way towards it. So we'll play for a $50 gift card to the Hen House. So that is what we will play for. Pretty good prize, my friend, for you to have at your disposal.
Time to get a turducken.
That's right. absolutely. And all the trimmings, too. Tell me, have you heard the segment?
Yes, I have.
Okay. So, you know, you got to beat me. You can't tie me. Here are five games. Missouri's an 11-point favorite at home against Tennessee. K-State is 2.5-point favorite at home against West Virginia. Kansas is getting 34 at Texas. Notre Dame is a 3-point favorite at Miami. And the Dallas Cowboys are getting 3 at the Atlanta Falcons. Those are our five games. We'll start with you. Mizzou minus 11 at home against Tennessee. Who do you like?
I'm going to take the Tigers.
Just absolutely hate this this game here. But I don't see how you can bet Tennessee. I think they're on the no-bet zone. So give me Mizzou. I'm not loving it. I'm 1-6 on Tiger games. But I'll go ahead and take a shot at it. Give me the Missouri Tigers, and to win big. By the way, Rob, I'm just looking.
Yeah, no, I had the wrong sheet printed. I pulled up the right one.
Okay,
I printed week nine.
I was like, all my stats are wrong. I'm like,
I can print this one. This one's correct. You went 3-2. By the way, the listener last week went 5-0, not 1-4.
So I lost.
Smoked the field. Yeah.
Oh wow.
This thing should be 10 because.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
All right. Yes,
yep.
It is.
I printed the wrong sheet. That's on me.
See, you know, it's very hard.
Let me hit print on this bad boy.
It's very hard for Rob.
I drove off into the ditch saying my name's not Mark and I went 5-0 last week. So.
Dude, it's like all he has to do is week one, week two, week three, you know, but it can get confusing because we keep track of how we do in each game.
Missouri, Kansas, and Arrowhead, you know, number two against number four. We have the. Wait a minute.
I'll take Dallas this week against Kansas City.
Yeah, me too. all right, so fast-talking Rob, where are you at?
I'm going to take Mizzou. I don't think there's any way Tennessee rallies up on the road and beats the Tigers. Plus, Mizzou's playing real well. We made fun of it earlier. They got a quarterback, blah, blah, blah. We made fun of it early in the year. They got to win out for a bowl game. But suddenly it looks realistic, and I think they're going to do it, so give me the Tigers.
Yeah, really only two out of three to be bowl eligible. Curtis?
Yeah, huge difference in emotion coming into this game. And when the emotion's on the side of the home team, they're playing better. Tennessee got a win last week. It was at a conference. They haven't won an SEC game on the road. This season has not gone any way near how they expected. I'll take the Tigers to cover.
All right, let's go to the expert, Fat Jack. What say you?
Now, wouldn't it be nice if it was that easy? I mean, we could all just walk up to the window and throw down our paychecks and say, Tennessee's, you know, they've got a realtor sign in their head coach's front yard, and Missouri's playing great. They got off of the no-bet list and put Tennessee on. And I mean, obviously, I think Missouri wins the game, but I don't know who's betting Tennessee here. I mean, they go on the road. They're literally a dismal team. I go on in Knoxville, and I haven't said anything nice about them. You think I beat up on Kansas. I mean, you can hear me talk about Tennessee. I throw in the burnt orange hillbilly overalls and stuff there. It's really ugly. So I'm going to take Tennessee plus the points here, though. I think the value's gone, and I don't know who's placing a wager on Tennessee at this point. I think the number probably falls about 10. I think the value's gone, so I'll take Tennessee plus the points. Missouri to win, Tennessee to get the money.
All right. Yeah, and that was kind of where I was thinking, but they just seem so dead. But I like your analysis on it. West Virginia at K-State, Cats are 2.5-point favorites. Brian, what do you say?
I think the K-State's their streak's going to end today. I'm going to go with West Virginia on the road.
What is this streak you speak of?
Yeah, As soon as I said it, it was like, wait, that was just last week. Well,
did someone streak onto the field?
Yes. All right, so he'll take the Mountaineers plus the points. Rob, where are you?
I mean, the Cats are streaking. They're red hot. They've won one in a row. I'm going to take West Virginia as well. I don't know what to do in this game. I'm wrong on K-State every week, literally every week. But if Kansas can have 418 yards passing against the Cats, I have a hard time believing Will Grier in West Virginia can't have a big day. So give me West Virginia in the points.
All right. West Virginia for Rob. Curtis?
We go from a guy who's really bad against the Cats with the Cats to a guy who's even worse picking the Cats. That's me. Neither team's playing particularly well.
I haven't picked yet.
I know.
Nobody's
going to
say
that's how I was going to pitch it to you next. And now we go to the worst guy with the Cats. Neither team's playing particularly well. Neither team's good against the spread. Home team, better team. Essentially, with 2.5-point spread, it's who's going to win to me. I'll take K-State.
Yeah, I don't like this one either. This has coming right down to it. This is K-State Texas all over again. It's K-State Texas Tech. I don't think this is necessarily a good game because I think these are two pretty evenly matched teams. K-State does play this game in revenge, a game that they should have won last year. I can't figure out what the hell they're doing with the quarterback position, but I've never been hugely sold on West Virginia, but I'm way down on what I thought K-State was going to be. But for whatever reason, they're laying points in this game. I'm going to go against what I would normally do, and I'm going to take West Virginia to get it done and assume that Bill Snyder's lost a step and West Virginia will have his number. Dana Holgorsen will get it done and we'll get out of there with a win of some kind. Fat Jack, what do you see?
Yeah, during your analysis, I thought you were going to take K-State there. It sounded like you were heading that direction. I released West Virginia last week. They were one of my wins on Saturday. And I've been pretty good with them all year. I think that the general public, I don't think they know what to make of K-State. I think West Virginia's one of those teams, other than the fourth quarter against Texas Tech, where they basically came alive, you know, they've been really inconsistent. But K-State, you don't know what you're getting with this team. The public money's filing in on West Virginia here. I don't know why K-State's favored, but I do think that at home they're going to be a tough team for West Virginia to get up for. I think only if you watch them on film and say this team will get you going, and West Virginia can't sleep on anybody. They're actually down this year, and I think they actually get caught napping a little bit here. I like K-State at home, and I've said for a couple weeks now that I think Bill Snyder's team, because of injuries, because of just the recruiting base that he had, you know, he missed a little on a few kids the last couple of years, that they're down a little bit, but I think Vegas knows something here. I'll take K-State at home minus the points.
All right, Brian. Texas is giving 34 to Kansas. Let's make this quick.
Texas.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. Curtis?
I don't know how you take a team coming off a loss and give 34 points, but I'm going to
Texas. Texas, Texas, Texas. Rob?
Yeah, Texas. Do we need anything?
Jack, you got any breakdown? I don't know how you could take the 34 here.
I'll buy a hot dog from the Kansas head coach this week.
So is that you're taking Kansas?
No.
Oh, okay.
Selling hot dogs. He should be overselling hot dogs. I put him in the hot dog stand 3 weeks ago, and I've decided that's where he belongs. So I will take Texas again. I'm not playing Kansas until further notice at anything in football.
Okay. All right. That takes us now to Notre Dame -3 at Miami. Brian, what say you?
I'm going to go with the Canes at home.
The U.
You.
All right. Yeah, and I guess I'm up next. I think everybody's on Notre Dame. I think everybody's rolling Notre Dame. I think there's good reason to be on Notre Dame, but I'm on the U as well. So give me Miami. We're the same on four games here. That's an issue we've got coming into this last one. This hasn't happened yet this year, but give me Miami, and I'm going to pick first. Brian can jump the other side, or we'll see where he is on this game here. Rob, where are you on the U and Notre Dame?
I think the U's a fraud. You heard me, Kane, Frank. The U is a fraud. They haven't beat anyone. They have one nice win, no one else. I think Notre Dame goes in there and pummels them. Give me the Irish.
Okay, Curtis?
Agreed. I'm not getting in the way of the Fighting Irish. They're on them. I wouldn't say they're in the middle of a hurricane, but they are playing about as well as anybody in the country. I'll take them.
All right, Fat Jack, what do you say?
By the way, Texas has revenge factor also. Well, you can't ever say that against Kansas.
Yes,
so,
yes.
Nice.
You know, I had Wake Forest last week against Notre Dame and really got lucky to get there. I thought Notre Dame was going to fall the last couple of weeks, and they just continue to win. This is strength against strength. Miami should be able to stop the run, and And so both teams here should be a very evenly matched game. I think it'll come down to turnovers. Just a small lean toward Miami here, but really we don't know what we're getting out of Miami. So it's a really, really tough game. But just the home field on the road, and I think Notre Dame's still a little overvalued. I'll take Miami.
All right, Brian, I'm thinking Falcons on this game is where I'm at. I've already got it written down, so I'll let you know. I'm going Atlanta. You want Dallas?
I'll take Dallas. Yeah, can I ask you a question? Is there any word on Ezekiel Elliott's suspension for this
week?
Not
till tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow.
Great. I'll still take Dallas.
I'm sorry. I don't know how it ended up playing out that way because I've been awful. I could very easily – should I just flip – I got nothing on K-State, West Virginia. Should I flip-flop that? Would you rather me get on the other side of K-State, West Virginia and have it right on that and you can take the Falcons here?
That's cool.
All right, let's do that.
It's going to be a better – toss-up game, yeah.
All right, so I'll get on the other side. Let's put me down for K-State up there, and you want Atlanta here.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna take the Falcons as well. I think Curtis, you were due up.
I'm gonna take the Falcons as well.
Great breakdown, Rob.
Thought we were in a hurry.
I'm gonna take the Cowboys.
No, I just wanted to hurry through the Kansas.
Yeah.
Texas.
Oh, okay.
I mean, there's no need to sit and spend time on this one.
I think at some point Elliott's gonna run out.
Okay. So wait a minute, that was Curtis. Rob?
Yep.
Listen, Stanley's injury. Wait, which game are we speeding through? I will take the Cowboys. I think they're getting a better team. They're getting points. I don't think Atlanta's all that good this year, and I think with or without Zeke, I like the Cowboys.
By the way, can I just tell you, this thing looks like a 15-inning scorecard with all the changes and the scratch-overs and the crap that's going on. This thing is a train wreck. We're gonna have to work this up again later. Listen to the tape and figure out who the hell actually had what when this is all said and done. Fat Jack, last game. Falcons, they're laying 3 to the Dallas Cowboys. What do you think?
And it's like we're driving a Ferrari through a school zone also.
Yes.
Speeding up, and then we slow down. We're speeding up, now speed up, now slow down. Yes. Red light, green light.
Also. Exactly.
You know, what's funny about this, last week we broke this game down. We thought Elliott wasn't going to play, and I like Kansas City. Then I got fixated on Kansas City. I am releasing him. Then he's playing. I didn't care. I became stubborn. I think Dallas is still overrated. They have played very, very good since their bye, but I think that this is their week also to go down. At some point, not only does Elliott become a distraction, I think the fact that their defense, even with the linebacker back, should not be playing as good as they are. I think they've gotten really, really lucky on when they've got one guy to make a tackle. He's made the tackle, and if he doesn't, the other team scores. Atlanta's in a little bit of a circle the wagon situation here. They should play much better. They're a 3-point favorite, and if Elliott doesn't play, which I anticipate that the luck's going to run out on him also, and that of course is tomorrow. But even if he does play, I think Atlanta probably wins and covers here, lay the 3. And honestly, nobody is beating. It's not even close in the NFL. Like I said, we went 1-2 on Sunday. I didn't love the card overall. I like this card much, much better. I've already released early selection for Sunday and 3 games early for Saturday. The rest of the cards going out later tonight or tomorrow morning. Of course, we have plays going tonight. The NCAA basketball going starting tomorrow. It is a huge, huge weekend and a great time of year to get signed up. Last year, November, December, and January outperformed September and October by a long shot with the bowl games coming up and everything else. If that happens this year, I mean, Katie, bar the door, because our September and October have been unbelievably hot. No losing weeks. We've had 2 push weeks in football and huge, huge profit week after week after week. We're going to have a great weekend. Call 1-800-298-1383 if you're going to Las Vegas or playing the games against the spread. Or the easiest way to get signed up, go to fatjacksports.com. The selections break down to about $5 a piece on any of the longer packages, and even less expensive when you add basketball selections to that. Get the week for $99 through Monday, $169 football and basketball. Save money with longer packages, and it breaks down to $40 or $50 a week when you go through the Super Bowl or March Madness. Go to fatjacksports.com. The picks are texted to your cell phone or emailed to you. You can turn a profit playing the games against the spread. You just can't do it by guessing or playing your favorite teams. Sign up today and win this weekend at fatjacksports.com.
Great stuff, Fat Jack. Appreciate it, buddy. We'll get our scripts right next week and be much, much more efficient.
I thought today was pretty good. I thought it was about an 8.5. We go up from there. We're going to be hitting our stride once we get to Thanksgiving.
Ah, you're too kind. You're the man. You're the man. Fat
Have
Jack.
Have a good week, guys.
All right, buddy. You too. Fat Jack from FatJackSports.com. We'll take a break. Come back. Jeremy Crabtree's next. The best of the high school football playoffs and the latest on the college football recruiting is next here on the program.